Welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast. Each month, listen in as the team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable health content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. In today's fast-paced world, it isn't always easy to make time for medical appointments, but that's about to change. The team is excited to share updates on how we're providing better, faster, and more convenient access to your healthcare team. Let's get started.
Greetings, Fort Novosel, and welcome to this month's episode of Lister Health Talks. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Leah Stetter, the Director and Commander of Lister Army Health Clinic. I'm really excited for this month's topic, the new care model. Recently, DHA is rolling out a new health model. Ultimately, it's going to utilize today's technology in order to expand capacity of care throughout every clinic within DHA, as well as offer the patient more options of types of appointments they have. The Defense Health Agency is transforming the way our patients receive care and the way healthcare teams deliver care. Ultimately, this new care model is going to allow you, the patient, to have a little bit more say in the type of appointment that you want. It's going to give us the ability at Lister to do different appointment types and to expand our overall capability, which ultimately is going to offer more availability across all of our services here at Lister. Our goal is to always provide that exceptional quality, first-rate healthcare to you. This new model gives us more tools in order to do that and support you as a community. There are some exciting changes coming to you as the patient, and I am joined today by a returning guest, our Deputy Commander of Administration, Major Blaine Rankin.
Howdy, ma'am. That's right. We're getting ready to buckle up and ride into a new frontier with a new digital healthcare transformation.
And our amazing group practice manager, Miss Susie Barber.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. As I stated, we have some exciting changes coming to your healthcare. DHA is rolling out the new care model, which is currently underway, and some of you may have seen some changes in our clinic to expand our capacity and our abilities. But Susie, do you want to tell us a little bit about the new care model and what it is?
Yes, ma'am, of course. So the new model of care that's being implemented by DHA is leveraging technology to give our providers and our clinical staff members the ability to treat patients in an alternative ways. First, there is the ability to use the patient portal. We're going to do that a little more vigorously than we have in the past. Also, scheduled virtual visits. These two pieces of technology are going to give providers the flexibility to see patients where it's convenient for the patient and for the provider. They can handle them in a more efficient and patient-centered manner. So the patients no longer have to come to Lister for face-to-face visits for things like prescription refills or referrals when applicable. They can send a portal message. The team can triage those messages, determine if that can be handled just with a simple message on the portal, or if they can do it virtually with a scheduled virtual visit. That will help minimize the need for patients to come into the clinic. They won't have to wait in line at the gate. They won't have to sit in the lobby. They can take care of the patient's needs at their own convenience in their own homes without having to get children ready, put them in car seats, buckle everybody up, and bring them into the post. So overall, it's going to be a much more effective manner of receiving health care for the patients, for the clinical staff members, and for the providers.
That's very exciting. And the first time in recent memory that I can think of that me as a patient will get to choose if medically indicated that I don't have to come in and I can either do a quick telephone appointment with my provider or a virtual visit. Now, you mentioned virtual visits. Can you talk a little bit about some of the changes that are coming with virtual visits?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. So the scheduled virtual visits are a new platform that we're offering here at Lister and across the DHA. As long as you have a device, a smartphone, a tablet, a laptop, you can request a scheduled virtual visit via the patient portal. And if appropriate and determined by your care team, they can schedule that virtual visit. You can do it from the convenience of your home, the convenience of your work environment, interact with that provider and that care team one-on-one at a convenient time and location for you, maximizing our resources here and minimizing the wait times and the inconvenience for the patients.
How do I, as a patient, access the virtual visitor? What will I receive?
Okay, so you can request the virtual appointment via the portal. You can send a message to your care team, or you can still call here to Lister to our central appointment staff and schedule that scheduled virtual visit. But when it's time for the appointment, you'll get a little message. It can be sent either via text message or to your email, and it'll have a link. It's very user-friendly. You just follow the link. link in the instructions. And when it's time for your appointment, you'll get that notification and then you'll have one-on-one contact with your care team, much like FaceTime.
That sounds great. Now, we've talked a lot about you've talked a lot about the patient portal. Are we changing anything with the patient portal that patients should expect to see?
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you mentioned that. There are going to be some changes to the patient portal. In fact, some of those changes have already started taking place. So in order to give us the maximum flexibility to really put patients in the appropriate slots for that patient's needs and for the resources, we have turned off patient self-booking on the patient portal. That does not mean it's going to take you any longer to get an appointment. What it means is that the care teams, primarily the team center nurses, are going to be triaging all the appointment requests themselves. They will be the driving force behind putting everybody in the appropriate appointment slot as requested by the patient. So there's going to be times when you can have just a message back and forth with that care team. They can get your needs taken care of without even having to have a visit if that is what the patient requests. The care team is going to be triaging all of those requests and determining what is most appropriate for that individual request, and that's patient's needs. So if you would like to have your patient request met without a visit, they will determine if that's appropriate. They'll be able to handle that just with a portal message. If you need a visit but don't necessarily need to come face to face and you consent to that, they'll schedule you one of those scheduled virtual visits. They'll do it at a time that's convenient for you when your provider is available, and you can conduct that visit from the privacy of your own home or from your workplace, what's convenient for you and your family. And then the patients that are left that truly need that face-to-face visit because it's medically appropriate, because the provider requests it, or because it's the patient preference, the slots that are left, the face-to-face slots that are left and available, the providers will have more flexibility to ensure that not only the appropriate patients are in those slots, but those slots are handled in the appropriate way. So say you're a patient that needs to come in for that face-to-face visit with internal medicine, and you have multiple core morbidities, and you really need to talk to your provider for an extended amount of time. We're not necessarily bound to those 20-minute, 20-a-day slot. This new model of care gives us the flexibility and the freedom to treat patients in the fashion the patient's condition requires they be treated. So this new model of care and this ability for the care teams in primary care to truly drive how patients are seen, where they have the flexibility to triage and determine what's appropriate and how to meet those patient needs, it's really going to support the shifting needs of our patient population. It's going to help our patients actively engage in their health care. This is going to result in better outcomes, improve patient satisfaction, improve staff satisfaction, and the ability for all of our beneficiaries to thrive in their daily lives.
And I think it's important when you go on to the patient portal and you're either requesting an appointment or sending a message for an appointment through the patient portal that your information is updated in DEERS, because all the contact information from the Genesis portal feeds from DEERS. So you can go into the DEERS website and check your email addresses and your phone numbers. And then those are the numbers that drive what's contacted and linked through the MHS Genesis portal. You should receive an email or a notification that someone in the care team has sent you a message or a notification in the portal.
I think what's important for folks to understand, too, is that that's going to allow us as Lister the ability to expand our capability and see more people each day, because not everything requires a 20-minute appointment. On the other side, though, what's important that you were saying for everyone to take away is that me as a patient, I'm going to have more of a say in my health journey. Like, I'm going to be able to choose, if medically indicated, what type of appointment I want to have. But on the flip side, if I'm somebody that needs a longer appointment or needs a lot of conditions or concerns addressed, I'm going to be able to say that I have all this going on that I'd like to talk to my provider about. So the first time in years, I might be able to have a 40-minute appointment in my healthcare. But it's also important for patients to take away that they also need to communicate to us as Lister about their healthcare with their wants.
And that is the overarching goal of this new model of care. It's really to create the opportunities for more virtual visits, more patient portal engagement, and decrease the need for frequent in-person visits. And the hope is that by doing those things, it's going to free up time and resources for when that patient does need that extended visit because they have multiple comorbidities or multiple conditions or things that they need addressed with a provider. They're not limited to that 20-minute visit. So by leveraging all these technologies and these alternative ways for a patient to communicate with their care team, it frees up those resources for when they do need that dedicated face-to-face time.
And there's a lot of other tools that are coming out with this that are a lot of self-help type programs that really allow you to have some capability at the tip of your fingertips through different apps like SilverCloud, which is a behavioral health platform where you can either talk to someone or put in your symptoms and then it will generate tips or recommendations based off of what you input into the system. But really, it's, you know, in a modern day with technology rampant, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity we have to really transform how we deliver healthcare.
It really puts the patient at the center. The patient's really in control of their healthcare journey. They have the resources and the capability to engage on multiple levels. They can do it from the convenience of their own home. They can do it on their lunch break at work. They can use all of these alternatives, the apps that you mentioned, Major Rankin, as well as their patient portal that they're already probably familiar with. They're able to engage in real time. They're able to have providers and nurse care teams available at their convenience. But also, I don't want to take away from the fact that we still have central appointments available. If a patient feels more comfortable calling here and talking to someone in central appointments and booking that appointment, they still have that capacity. They can even use central appointments to book the SVVs, the scheduled virtual visits, if they really want just the comfort of having that person on the other end. And we still do have those face-to-face visits available. It's leveraging technology, but not taking away that one-on-one provider interaction. You still have that available if that is what you need for your condition or for this particular visit. It's going to be a balance of those two things. The hope is that leveraging these technologies and these alternative methods of communication, it will free up the time and the resources. So when that is appropriate, when it is appropriate to make that in-person visit to your provider, that they have the time to dedicate to your needs for that day.
We've talked about the patient portal a lot. I just want to circle back and can you talk about how you access the patient portal?
So you can access the MHS Genesis patient portal through either you can simply Google MHS Genesis portal and it'll come up, or you can go through the Lister homepage and there's a link there and you can log in there through either your CAT card or a DS login. But once you get your patient portal set up, or if you haven't set it up, you can come to our managed care department. They can help set you up. Mr. Joel Williams is our subject matter expert on creating anything Genesis portal related on the patient side.
As Major Rankin mentioned, these are all the ways that you can access the MHS Genesis patient portal, but it is also extremely important that you ensure that all of your contact information is up to date in DEERS, because they are linked to DEERS, and that's the way you'll receive your email and text notifications. So just please, when you log back into the patient portal or when you sign up for the very first time, ensure that all of your information, especially your contact information, is accurate in DEERS. So when you log in to the MHS Genesis patient portal, just click the messaging tab. It'll be up at the top. I think it's the first tab across the banner at the top of the screen. Once you click the messaging tab, you'll have a little button where it says click to send the message. Just type in your message there and you can click to send your message. It'll give you a little drop down. It'll ask you to compose, say who you're sending it to. You'll have options and then you can proof it. It'll ask you to review before you submit. But it's very user-friendly. It's just on the MHS Genesis portal, messaging up in the top banner, and then click to send a message. And once you click to send a message, it'll give you something like auto-populate what you need to fill out, give you the option to review, and then submit.
Is this also where my providers are going to message me back?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So when you send a message, it's important. Sometimes if your providers don't show up, that you have to type in ft.novacell, and then you can pick one of the providers, and it'll go to that team. Sometimes if you've messaged a provider previously or you've seen a provider previously, that list will already kind of pre-populate. It's just important to know who your provider is and then message that and it'll go into a pool, and that's where we'll address and triage the appointments as they come in. But all the messages are saved there. When you do message the provider and say a clinical documentation needs to be done, all of that is going to be copied and put into your medical record.
How quickly should patients expect to hear back if they submit a request for messaging?
You should hear something back within 24 to 48 hours. Our goal, obviously, as we get more proficient in that, is same day. But for the initial rollout, we're saying 24 to 48 hours. If you message on the weekends and Saturdays and Sundays, those messages won't be answered until Monday morning. Now we're having the flexibility to leverage some pretty awesome technology. It really enables patients to drive their healthcare and really focusing on quality and getting people healthier as a population. You know, at so many times in the last 40 years with PCMH, you know, we address a symptom and we address a symptom, and now we have the opportunity at our fingertips to really address healthcare as a whole and health of the patient as a whole, because there's a lot of different things that drive people's healthcare, and if we can get down to the root cause of what's causing them to be either unhealthy or to reduce a lot of different comorbidities, making sure people up are on their HEDIS metrics like your A1C, your well child visits, all those visits, and having longer time to kind of sit down and truly address what is the root cause of what's causing a lot of people's healthcare issues. It's really once in a lifetime opportunity. It's super exciting that we get the opportunity to do this, because it's very infrequent that we kind of are able to truly transform health as a whole and bringing it to Lister to our population. Mm-hmm. To add on to that, and I think what's truly exciting, this isn't just a Lister thing. This is a DHY Enterprise initiative that's going on. And truly, when we PCS, we go from one MTF to another MTF. And a lot of times there's a gap in medical coverage where you have to rebuild continuity of care with a new provider. But with all these systems being interconnected, I have the ability now to really reach out to any provider across the MHS. We're all using the same systems. Pharmacy scripts will flow over from one location to another. We've been supporting people in William Beaumont in El Paso, Texas. We've been supporting people down in Florida for their medical needs. It really isn't confined to one singular location anymore, and you can really seamlessly transition from MTF to MTF, which is super exciting.
I guess what I'm most excited about is the ability for the patients to be connected to their care team anytime, anywhere, always. I know we can say that, but to truly think about the examples of how that is going to happen. A mother that has multiple children and one of them needs to have a visit with a provider. She no longer has to get all of her children in the car, drive 30 minutes to post, wait in line at the gate, get everybody out, come into the clinic, check in, wait in line again, just to get seen for a very short visit, to have to wait in line at the pharmacy, to have to get back in the car, to have to go back to her home. Now she has the convenience of sending a message via the portal, having a team of experts triage that message and determine if they can just call her in a prescription or if they can schedule a SVV. These are convenient for the staff, it's convenient for the patient, it's convenient for the providers. Another example is somebody that's on a tight deadline at work. Maybe they can't take off the whole afternoon to come into the health clinic to follow the same process as the mother I just described. But now they can schedule a virtual visit maybe during their lunchtime or maybe during their afternoon break. They can meet in the convenience of whatever their location is. They can have a secured private message with their healthcare team, whether it be just the portal messaging or the SVV. And they can have their medical needs met without the inconvenience of changing their work schedule with getting extra individuals in a car and coming down to Lister. So this truly leverages resources and technologies in a way to meet the patients where they are, to provide them the care they need in the most convenient manner for the patient. And for me, that's exciting. As someone with four children, as someone with a job that has a lot of demands, those are things I'm constantly thinking about. I can't make a medical appointment today because I've got to do this or I've got to do that. This allows the patients to receive the care they need in a convenient manner for them. And I think that that's what's most exciting for me.
I'm very excited that we get a chance to roll this out. It's coming first in the East. And as Major Rankin mentioned, this is the wave of the future for DHA. So it will be seen everywhere. I think it's important to note we plan to start rolling this out in our primary care clinic first, then transition into the aviation clinic, as well as behavior health and physical therapy. You'll see that coming in the next few months. And thank you both Major Rankin and Susie for joining me today. Before we close out, do you have any final comments?
So for me, I just really want to focus on the fact that like this new model of care really empowers the patients to actively engage in their healthcare and allows them and their team to communicate in a way that is convenient for the patients. So while this new model of care is great for the MTF, and I'm so excited and ready to embrace all the changes it brings here, I really want to focus on the fact that it puts the patient's health care, the ownership of the how they receive their health care, in the patient's hands. These tools and technologies really gives the patient the ability to decide how they want their health care delivered. And I think that's exciting for our patient population.
So I'm the number one guilty person for not having enough time to address medical needs until, you know, they're far way out of control. And I think this is super exciting, and I've been testing it out, being able to message a provider and getting an answer back within 2 to 3 hours. Just having a provider or a nurse call me and then just say generally how I'm feeling and what I need, and having that addressed almost, you know, within the same day or the next day. And it really, for a busy lifestyle or busy at work, it really provides you more access and more options to get the healthcare that you need and deserve, really in a quickly and timely manner that we haven't had the ability to do previously with just face-to-face appointments.
No, I think that's great. So in summary, you all will have the option, as you've heard, to, when it's medically indicated, to choose whether you want to come in here or do a virtual appointment. Sometimes you might not even need to talk to a provider if it's as simple as a very simple medication refill. The bottom line is, with this new care model, it should increase our capability to support you, as well as give you more of a freedom of choice in how you want to support. Most importantly, there should be no more excuses to miss any medical appointments or put off any medical appointments because of time. But until next time, Fort Novacell, our care keeps them in the air.
The Lister Health Talks podcast is produced by the Lister Army Health Clinic Public Affairs Office at Fort Novacell. You can catch all of our episodes on your favorite streaming platforms. Stay healthy, Fort Novacell.